I think he's handling himself really, really well. And, you know, look, there's, you know, I can't speak for people who, you know, jump to conclusions about people based on their race and stereotypes and what have you. I confess I know very little about the Muslim faith or anything like that. I can only go by what I see. And what I've seen so far is appears to be obviously a very successful businessman who has reached out to the Jaguars fans and done everything he possibly can, in my estimation, to try to endear himself to the community. Now, he's probably not going to be in Jacksonville as much as the previous owner was, but, you know, that's okay. All that matters is that the guy to the fans is that the guy has the passion and financial commitment to bring a winner to Jacksonville. And obviously, based on the way this season has gone, that's obviously going to take some time. But I would say for the most part, he's left a very favorable impression. Now, granted, a lot of fans are frustrated over the 1-5 start. And, you know, they want the general manager fired. They're going to be on shod for the rest of this season to do that unless things start turning around and they start winning. But I would say for the most part, he's been a welcome addition to the NFL ownership fraternity. And I don't see any huge problems going forward. Although I will say this. I do question going to London 4 years in a row. I'm not sure how much cachet that is going to get this franchise, but you know, I don't mind going over. I wouldn't mind seeing the Jaguars go over there once or twice. I thought a 4-year commitment was a bit much, but you know what? He's the businessman, and you know, it's his call, and we'll see how that goes.
So they're doing, and forgive my ignorance, what, one game every season?
They've made a commitment to play a game in London every year for the next 4 years. Which is a huge commitment because no NFL team has ever done that. They always make a 1-year commitment and then they usually end it at that. But you know, this has been being done for a couple of reasons. Number one, it provides a little bit of relief for the Jaguars season ticket holders to only pay for 9 home games as opposed to 10. And somehow, I think Shad feels like if the Jaguars make a commitment to go there for 4 consecutive years, that somehow there will be some financial benefit to doing that by trying to cash in on the European market. But again, I highly question how much of a benefit that's going to be. But you know what? A lot of business decisions get made that look kind of funny in the beginning, and sometimes they turn out to be great. So we'll just have to see how that one goes.
And another silly question for me. I'm not a big NFL fan, and I saw that they have a 1-5 record, but are there signs with the personnel on the field that there's just some players that need some more development? What is, from the mind of the sport, someone who follows the team all the time, the potential for this team?
Well, I mean, the biggest question mark obviously is that quarterback. They drafted a guy, Blaine Gabbert, from the University of Missouri in the first round in 2011, and he has struggled to make this offense dynamic. And it's not just him. There's a lot of personnel around him. He needs help. He doesn't have a whole lot of help at receiver. And now the team's top offensive threat, Maurice Jones-Drew, is out probably for at least a couple weeks with a sprained foot. So a lot of things have gone wrong. They've lost 2 really close games in overtime. You know, they could easily be 3-3 right now. But you know, their record is what it is, and they've got a young team, and unfortunately, they don't have a lot of difference-making players, and that's what it takes to win in the NFL. Guys that are going to be difference-makers and make plays for you in the clutch moments when games are tight, and they just don't have enough of those right now.
The first question that came up, and this was just short of a year ago when he was announced as the owner, was will they bring in enough fans in the smallest market for the NFL and be able to keep the team there? I'm sure that question still comes up a lot.
Oh yeah, and it's going to come up as long as as long as the team's not doing well, because there's a fear now that if this bad record continues, that fans aren't going to be showing up in usual numbers for the final home games. You know, I think until the team starts winning again, you know, that's always going to be out there. But you know, there's other franchises out there that are going to be viable contenders for that open Los Angeles market. I really think San Diego is probably a market that's probably more viable to move to L.A. than Jacksonville is. Schott has been rather emphatic in his declarations that he has no intentions of moving to L.A. But, you know, it's the NFL. They don't call it not for long for nothing. Things can change over the course of a few years. But my belief is that he has every intention of making it work in Jacksonville.
Anything else you want to add about him? I know the one other thing about Khan is I believe he told everyone he was buying a house there that he would live in part of the time to further prove to fans that he to his commitment that he's wanting to stay there.
I don't question his commitment by where he lives because this guy is a worldly business. I mean, he does his business throughout the world, so I understand that he's not always going to be in Jacksonville all the time. The previous owner was here in Jacksonville all the time. He lived here. He had made a commitment to make his home here. But he wasn't running a business that took him all the way around the world like Schott does. So from that standpoint, it's very understandable. You know, I think Schott will make every effort to become embedded in Jacksonville, whether it will be as much as the previous owner. I mean, that might be a little bit debatable, but that doesn't mean that he's any less committed to making NFL football work here in Jacksonville than Wayne Weaver was.